Welcome to the Prepped and Polished Podcast, the podcast that empowers you to take control of your education, featuring weekly interviews with influencers in the world of education, as well as tutoring tips, lessons, and updates. And now, here's your host.
Hi, everyone. Welcome to another Tutoring Tips episode of the Prepped and Polished Podcast. This is Aaron of Prepped and Polished. Please be sure to check out our website, www.preppedandpolished.com. For tutoring in person or online, call us at 781-753-9951 or chat with us instantly on our website. You can join our Prepped and Polished community on Facebook or Twitter. Just search for Prepped and Polished. If you have a question after the show, please ask us a question on the chat feature of our website. We love hearing from you. Now, let's get right into episode number 241, how to get a 1600 on the SAT.
Today, we'll be talking about how to work toward a 1600 on the SAT test. Now, in this podcast, we're not going to explicitly tell you how, what questions, and everything that you need to do to get a 1600, because there is no way for me to know exactly what is going to be on the test. Specific questions, particular passages, what question 42 for the writing language was. But today, what we're going to be talking about are what are some of the things that will help you to get to a 1600 on the SAT. And a lot of these, any one of you can work on and do, given that you have certain characteristics in terms of your prep process. Number one is motivation. This goes beyond the fact that you just want to get a good score, but it's more of what is a good score for you? Is it something that you think a 1600 is within your wheelhouse, ability, and that your schools are looking for? Or is that a 1600 is something that you want to aim for, shoot for, and if you get a little bit lower, you're going to be happy with it? Usually in any one of my sessions with a student, I will kind of work toward determining what is your goal. If it is a 1600, it is a high order, and I will have high expectations of that student. Motivation is a big one. If a student is coming in and just saying, it'd be nice to get a 1600, I would say, it'd be nice if you could have motivation for it. I find most times that a student who has a very strong motivation, work ethic, or similar, that they can have the ability to score high on the SAT. Now, the next part about getting 1600 is noticing and working off of a timeline. Now, usually if I'm dealing with a student who's coming in and maybe not at a 1600, maybe in the 1400s, or they just are breaching into the 1500s, depending on how much time they have to put forth, it's pretty indicative of where we can land. If I get a student who's at a 1390 or a 1400, and we have 1 week before the test, wow, that is a miracle to try and accomplish. However, if we have someone who's at a 1390 and we have 3 or 4 months to prep for the test and they have the motivation to work through it, we can figure out how explicitly we can pinpoint those areas of necessity that need to be fixed and work toward to improve. And this kind of brings me into the next point. There are strategies, approaches, and time management that students will need to have to get a 1600 on the SAT. Strategies can include anything from, well, process of elimination in terms of how are you getting rid of answer choices? What is your thought process for any of your students out there who I've worked with? What is your reason? What is your validation? For approach, is there a way that you take on a section, such as maybe starting with the historical literature first in the reading section versus a literary narrative passage, which is historically the first passage? Or is it something that you are able to manage your time effectively so that the easy questions take less time and your efficiency is quite high and the harder questions take more time? And you're able to get 99% of them. Because this is the thing. If you don't have strong strategies, approach, or time management, it's going to be an uphill battle and very challenging to attain that 1600, which is a perfect score. So if we're looking at time management, this is even more important because you need time to figure out your answers, to potentially go back and correct any answers. Most students, I recommend, take at least a little bit of time at the end to just go over some of their questions to ensure that they have the correct answer. Or if they left any that were between a 50-50 shot, they can go back and determine which answer choice is correct. Again, validation and reasoning. Another point to make is your content knowledge. Now, content knowledge is going to be most important for both the math section and the writing and language section. Students who are aiming for a 1600 and those who can attain that score have already a strong base knowledge in both sections. At Prepped and Polished, we take those base knowledge, those foundational elements, and we incorporate more time, practice, and approaches for those questions. But if a student can know 85% to 95% of the material before coming in, it makes it easier then to just pinpoint those small questions that maybe they didn't know about. For example, the equation of a circle or how a dash is meant to be used on the SAT. If it is something that a student makes simple errors or calculation errors, those are sometimes more challenging to predict because they can happen wherever. So getting a strong content knowledge, maybe doing some prep work before tutoring or prep, can help with that. And this leads me to my final point. Students who are getting a 1600 put in a good amount of prep. Now notice how I said amount, not necessarily time. If you are studying for a test, I ask students this all the time when working with academics, does it make sense to study for 17 hours straight before the test, the morning, the night before, the morning of, leading into the test itself, or to plan to effectively review for 3 hours, have a dinner, maybe 2 more hours, get a good night's sleep, wake up a little bit early, and practice and study for another hour? It's important to figure that out, because just because you put copious amounts of time leading into it doesn't necessarily indicate that's going to get a higher score. I know what you're going to say. Aaron, didn't you just say a little while ago that if you have enough time, then you're going to be able to do better? Yes. But the reason why we want more time to prep is so that it becomes small pieces of information over a longer period of time. That allows your brain to assimilate it. If you have a short amount of time, this is what I said, short amount of time, trying to cram in as many sessions or as much time or as much effort, section tests as possible within a week, your brain is actually going to get fried. And most students who are getting a 1600 either know this or have gotten to the point where they just need a little bit more time and they're almost there to get the score. Now, as I said, how to get a 1600 on the SAT. I can't tell you explicitly what the questions are on the test that you're going to take, aka which verb is going to be tested on question 33, the writing language, or that the equation of a circle always shows up as question 29. On the math calculator section, I can't tell you that. However, if you have strong motivation, have a timeline in mind, know and can execute certain strategies, approaches, time management, if you have the content knowledge, and if you're willing to put in the time and effort for prep, you're going to get a 1600 or darn near close to it. Now, if you are interested in our services at Prepped and Polished, and you're trying to aim for that 1600 and you're almost there, please feel free to reach out to us. We're happy to set you up with a tutor so that we can figure out what exactly we can do to help you get that score. This wraps up our show, episode number 241, How to Get a 1600 on the SAT. Please be on the lookout for our next podcast episode, number 242. Thanks for joining us on the Prepped and Polished podcast. Now go out there and take control of your education.
You've been listening to the Prepped and Polished podcast. For more information, check out preppedandpolished.com. Also, you can follow us on Facebook and Twitter. Thanks for listening. Class dismissed.